We are back again with yet another wrestling figure unboxing here on the channel. Three epic elites in here, so we're going to go ahead and open this up right here on the Noah Nation Wrestling YouTube channel. What is up, Nation? Noah here, back again. And before we get into this unboxing, I want to let you guys know that every single Noah Nation Wrestling video is also available in audio platform over on Apple, Google, Spotify, and more. You guys can go check out the link in the description box. If you want to listen to these videos, if you don't have the time to actually physically watch them, that is an option too. But yeah, guys, we have an unboxing here today. Three elites in here. And this is actually coming from Paul Mart Store. So basically, long story short, I was looking for these figures and I posted something over on my Instagram trying to hunt them down. And I want to give a shout out to two accounts over on Instagram. One being Wrestling Figure News Network, as well as ACB_WrestlingFigs. Both of those accounts had DM'd me and sent me to Paul Mart Store. The website that I bought these figures off of. I'd never heard of them, never bought from them before. So this is my first time getting something. And I got these figures for basically a little over retail, and I don't even think I paid shipping. There might not have been shipping. Point is, I got them for like a good price, which I thought was fair. I was looking at these same figures on Mercari for well over what I paid, and I think I ended up paying like $80, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, but it was something around there, and I thought that wasn't bad for figures that have been out for a little bit that have not hit my area. At least I haven't seen them, and I know people have these figures through Walmart pre-orders and stuff, but I never pre-ordered these figures on Walmart. Just because I didn't have, once they started hitting stores, I did not have, bad luck hunting down series one of these. You guys know what they are in the box, so I just like acting like we don't know and it's a surprise when we open this up. But I was just going to wait it out, but I got tired of waiting, so we went ahead and online and made an order. But here we go. So we got some awesome packaging here. So shout out to, again, Paul Mart Store. I'll put their link to their website down below because we have a complete case. This is honestly phenomenal packaging. Look at this. In the box, in the shipper box right here, you guys can see, we'll go ahead and break kayfabe now. Ruthless Aggression Elite Collection. What is it? Series 1, 3, 4? You guys already know what it is. All right, let's go ahead. Very freaking excited. You guys know I am a Ruthless Aggression kid. So Ruthless Aggression Elite line are must buys for me. And, if you guys have been following the channel, I had two of Ruthless Aggression Series 1. One loose. Oh, yeah. I didn't even mention this. Ignore the empty Detolf back there. I'm rearranging some of the Detolfs. I didn't get to it yet, so apologies. But anyway, Ruthless Aggression Elites. I'm buying two of every set. One to keep loose, one to keep mid on card. And then when the series is done, I'm going to display all the mid on card ones because Ruthless Aggression, era that I grew up on, I hold it very near and dear to my heart. So I want every single one of these figures twice. This is only be one for series two, but we'll get another one down the line to have my double set. But here we go, three figures in there. So not sure who we're gonna pull out first. Let's just go ahead and do this. So first things first, we got Rob Van Dam, a beautiful RVD figure here, and I know the two other figures in here are based off Jack-specific releases from back in the Ruthless Aggression Jack days. Not sure if this was like their first releases. I'm not sure if that's the deal with this RVD, but this RVD attire is from Armageddon 2003, I believe, when he lost the Intercontinental Championship to Randy Orton. But this is an awesome RVD elite here. I want more RVD elites, man. There's so many attires that they can do. At the very least, if we're not going to get a bunch, my must-have, especially if we got like an Ultimate Edition one day, ECW One Night Stand 06, WrestleMania 22, just because, there's obviously major ones, but there's so many, other ones they could do. ECW ones, so much good stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and bust all these figures open at the end, and we'll take a look at them just because there's only three figures. But there it is, the Rob Van Dam. And honestly, these are perfectly good boxes. So I might go ahead and honestly order another set from this same exact website just so I can have my second mid on card set, not even have to worry about Walmart. But I do want to go ahead and open these up today because I was very much looking forward to doing that. So there is your RVD from Elite Ruthless Aggression Series 2. Let's go ahead. And next up, we got, just got to pick up the box. All right, we're struggling. All right, next up, it is Booker T. So of course, this is the NWO Booker T from the summer of 2002, when you take the basically Adidas track pants off, you got NWO trunks underneath, which again, I don't remember. I'll put the figure right next to it here on the screen from the Jax era. I know the Mattel one's not really focusing, but that's the figure they kind of base this off of, and just kind of giving an homage to the old Jax line, which I love. I love that Mattel is doing that, and I love the box art. I love everything Ruthless Aggression, man. It's just my favorite time period, and I just love this Booker T. More Booker T's. I want like that red. I want like an 04 to 06, that red attire, U.S. champion era Booker T on SmackDown. That's an elite that I want to get out of Mattel in the future for Booker T. And obviously, you know, he commentates for NXT, so no reason we can't get more Booker T figures down the line. But there's the NWO Booker T from the summer of 2002. You guys know who's coming up next? The GOAT. My favorite wrestler of all time, Rey Mysterio. And this, you know, it might look like a white attire to some people. This is a classic Rey attire. This is like prime cruiserweight division Rey Mysterio, 02 to like 04. And not only, like, I'll put the figure that they based this off of from the Jax era on the screen as well. But not only can I put the figure on the screen, but I'm going to slide out of frame here for a second. We're just going to get up. And I actually have, here we go. I actually have this figure in Jax 4. Now this, I think, is actually, because they re-released this figure like twice from Jax. There was the Ruthless Aggression, I believe, series 1, and then they re-released it again like 4.5, whatever it was. And that's like, this is the re-release, but it's the same exact figure. But there is the Jax version of this white attire, and now we have the Mattel version, so I will be displaying them right next to each other. And yes, I did move all my Rey Mysterio figures over there. Once all the display is done, I'll be posting pictures over my Instagram. But this is just a classic Rey Mysterio attire, in my opinion. Basic, simple, but just brings me right back to that era. Rey Mysterio atop the Cruiserweight division in WWE. So there is the Ruthless Aggression Series 2 Rey Mysterio. We have all three figures, if I cannot drop them here. All three figures. Boom. So I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to open up these three figures, and we'll take a closer look at them. Guess we'll go in order here, so we'll kick it off with the RVD. Alrighty, so here's your Rob Van Dam from Ruthless Aggression Series 2 black and green singlet, also including my favorite Intercontinental Championship design of all time, the oval design, just, you know, based off the era that I grew up with. That's my IC title, and there's the back of the RVD figure. Super sick figure here. Love the detail, love the attire that they chose. Really more of like a gray singlet, I guess, if you look at it, but with the black and green design. Great RVD figure. Mattel, if you're watching, more RVD figures, please. Up next, Booker T. All right, so here's your NWO Booker T. We will take the pants off in a second to take a look at the NWO logo on the trunks, but there is your Booker T with the old scratched WWE microphone and your basically Adidas track pants. So let's go ahead and declothe this Booker T real quick so we can take a closer look at the NWO attire. Alrighty, so here is your NWO logo on the trunks for Booker T. Very nice. Got a little bit of a loose torso here, as you guys can see, but it's fine. Once he's in the detolf, it's not going to matter anyway. But there's your NWO logo on the trunks, and it also has the Booker on the side of the boots. Of course it does. But there's your Booker T. Awesome figure. So last but not least, you guys know, had to save him for last, Rey Mysterio. And here is your Rey Mysterio. So this is freaking awesome, dude. There's the white again. Obviously, I'm putting my hand up so it focuses. I'm sorry if it's not focusing the best. But this is just a super cool, just OG attire, in my opinion. You know, this is pre a lot of tattoos for Rey. So like less deco going on. Just really early days of Rey Mysterio on SmackDown. Ruthless Aggression era. WWE Tag Team Champion. Cruiserweight Champion. Just an awesome attire. And he's even got a little bit of green in the back. Obviously, the Mattel, you know, attire a little bit more accurate. Hey, we're making a video over here. As I was going to say, the Mattel one a little bit more accurate than the Jax from the back of the day. I know they're not going to focus, but the Mattel gear is a little bit more accurate. But, you know, the Jax one's still just legendary. But there is the Rey Mysterio from Ruthless Aggression Elite Series 2. And that's all for this set, man. So I think Series 3... correct me if I'm wrong. I know the figures, but I'm forgetting who's in what series. But I believe Series 3 is The Undertaker, Stone Cold, and Eric Bischoff, which I'm really pumped up about that Eric Bischoff. And then also, or no, that's not Series 3. That's Series 4, I believe. I believe Series 3 is the Kevin Nash that's going to go with the NWO Booker, so that's going to be awesome. John Cena in the 2008, you know, looking jersey. And Shelton Benjamin, which I'm very much looking forward to. Then we have the Taker, Bischoff, Austin set. Then we still have, I think, Series 5, which is going to feature Torrie Wilson. And then I'm not sure if they've announced anybody else, but I don't know how many lines of the Ruthless Aggression Elites they're going to do. Obviously, it's not going to be, you know, just a forever set. They're going to cap it at some point, 5, 6, 7 series. But I hope they keep going, man. There's a lot they can do with the Ruthless Aggression. And, like, honestly, like, I know it'd probably be pushing it, but you can get 10 solid sets out of the Ruthless Aggression figures without doing too many repeats of characters. And maybe if that's pushing it, maybe like 6, 8, something like that. But I hope we get more than, you know, that what's already announced. And I'm sure they do still have more to announce because there's sets that aren't finished yet. But overall, like, I'm just loving the Ruthless Aggression Elites. I know, you know, it might not be everybody's favorite cup of tea. You know, everyone not might be super nostalgia for the era like I am, but it's the era I grew up on. Two of every figure. I still got to get a min on card set for these, which I will. I'm probably going to order them from the same website right when this video is done. But I'm loving the set so far. Mattel, if you're watching, more Ruthless Aggression figures, whether in this series or not, to come, please give them to me. I need them all. Thank you guys for checking out this video. We'll be doing a lot of content regarding the Royal Rumble, and this coming week we will be doing our Royal Rumble predictions here on the channel. And depending on what day this video goes up, it might be before, it might be after, but there'll be a Raw 30th anniversary preview as well as a live experience review. So I don't know what day this video is going to come out, but there's all that content's going to be coming this week. So stay tuned to the No Nation Wrestling YouTube channel so you don't miss out. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.